The night of the 3rd of Muharram, Imam Hussein now has arrived in Karbala. And there are two things that he says when he arrives in Karbala that to me are very strange, unorthodox almost, heart-wrenching, heartbreaking. The books tell us that the qafila enters this desert land. And Imam Hussein Zuljinnah, for some reason, doesn't move, stops where it is. The books say that Imam Hussein perhaps thought he was tired, so they changed horses. But every horse that he changed to still wouldn't move beyond this desert land. There's only two times in this entire history of Karbala and this musibah of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein that his Zuljinnah didn't move. One is on this day where he arrived in Karbala. The second was on Asr Ashur. Imam Hussein said his goodbyes, his al-wida. Bibi Zainab mounted him on the horse. He's about to move, but his Zuljinnah wouldn't move with him. Imam Hussein says to the Zuljinnah that I know from morning till now, you've been with me. You've helped me carry body after body back to the khaymah, back to the tent. I know you're tired. I know you're thirsty. One last zahmat, one last struggle. Just drop me in the middle of the Maidan of Karbala. I can fulfill my destiny. You can move on your way. But the horse wouldn't move. Imam Hussein kept begging him. The books say the horse began to lower his head, almost tears rolling down his face, pointing towards his legs, almost as if he could speak, he would say, Mola, I'm not tired, I'm with you till the end. I would move towards the Maidan of Karbala if you could ask your Sakina to let go of my legs. Imam Hussein arrives in Karbala, dismounts the horse, begins to call the Bani Yassir tribe and says, can you tell me what the name of this land is that we are at right now? Some said, Mola, it's called Nainoa. Is there another name? Others said, Mola, it's called Shatul Farat. Is there another name? And the books say that an old man came and said, Mola, our ajdad, our forefathers, used to call this place Karbala. Karb meaning sorrow, bala meaning grief. Imam Hussein says to Abu al-Fazl Abbas, Abbas, unload the caravan, pitch up the tents. This is where my blood will be shed on this land. And then he says two things to the Bani Yassir tribe that are very ajeeb to me. He calls them, he summons them over. There's a transaction that happens. And then he says, look, there's going to be a battle here. Our lives will be taken. Our blood will be shed. And he first addresses the men of the Bani Yassir tribe. He says, if all of you men can just do us a favor and bury our bodies one by one, we'd be grateful. He then puts up a partition and addresses the women of the Bani Yassir tribe and says, if your husbands, if your fathers, if your sons are not able to bury us, all of you collectively, can you just dig up one massive grave and place our bodies inside that grave? Imam Hussein then went to the children, the small Muslim children of the Bani Yassir tribe. He picks them up, he kisses them, he hugs them, he puts them on their lap. He says, do you know who Muhammad is? Yes, we recite his Kalama. Do you know who his daughter is? Yes, Sayyidah Fatima. I am Hussein. I'm the son of his daughter Fatima. There's going to be a battle here. And then he says to small children that if your parents, if your elders are not able to bury us, all of you collectively with your small masoom hands, just pick up the dirt of Karbala and drop it on our bodies. Mola, I will tell you this. I don't understand. understand this conversation. Why do you need to arrange for your own burial? When somebody passes away in our community, the last thing the family is worried about is whether or not my loved one will be buried. The last nasihat that a man who's dying will give his children will say, make sure you bury me. Baba, that's obvious. We're going to bury you. But Imam Hussein had to make it a point to address the men, the women, the children. Make sure what? That you bury us. Make sure you bury us. Make sure you bury us. Almost as if Imam Hussein could foresee that moment on Asr-i Ashur where Umar ibn Sa'd takes Imam Sajjad through the Maidan of Karbala. Bibi Zainab says, I saw Sajjad fall at the body of his father, his trampled body, his lifeless body. I saw Sajjad's color in his face turn black and white, almost as if he would leave this world. And then I went up to Sajjad and said, Sajjad, it's time to go towards Kufa and Sham. And with tears in his eyes, Sajjad looks up to Bibi Zainab, says, hey, Puppy Allah, just answer me one question. Have you ever heard of a son leaving his father unburied on the plains of Karbala the way I am leaving my father unburied? The second thing Imam Hussein says to the Bani Asad tribe, that look, after the battle, graves will be made, our graves will be decorated, my Shias will come from far and wide to send their salams to us. First of all, let them know that whenever they drink cold water, to remember my thirst. Number two, let them know that their Mullah Hussein sends his salams on them as well. For those of you who are going for ziyarat, this point is for you. Do you understand what Imam Hussein is saying? That when you go and you reach that body and you say assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah, from that headless corpse, Imam Hussein says wa alaykum salam, my lover, my azadar, my Shia. Riwayat tell us that when we go for ziyarat, Imam Hussein waits for us in the outskirts of Karbala, welcomes us, takes us by our hand towards his study. Our dua tonight is, Imam Hussein, please invite us towards Karbala, wait for us on the outskirts, and take us by your hand towards your study.